Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alex Barthet. I am a board-certified construction lawyer here in the state of Florida. Today, we're going to answer the question, what contract term should I have in my contract to best protect myself? So, there's a couple of things you want to keep in mind. Number one, is your contract in writing? Always try to have a written agreement if you can. A written agreement avoids what I would call convenient memories. By having the terms and conditions in your contract, it's something you can point to if a dispute arises. Next, try to include exclusions or assumptions that are the basis of your contract time, price, or schedule. The reason this is important is because your price and your scope and your schedule is based on the idea that there are certain things you're going to do and certain things you're not going to do. At the same time, there are certain assumptions you're making about the project site, its availability, what's behind the walls, what's underground. List those assumptions. List those exclusions. It will significantly minimize the likelihood that you will have a dispute in the future.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
Two more provisions to keep in mind. One, you should try to also include your right to recover legal fees if you have to file a lawsuit or if someone sues you, because in Florida, you can only recover your legal fees under a contract if you have a written agreement and it says that the prevailing party is entitled to recover their legal fees. So that is a very important provision to put in your contract. Another provision you want in your contract is the affirmative right to stop work if you haven't been paid. You can include a provision that says something like, subcontractors can slow or stop work without liability or penalty if it has not been paid its draw request in 30 days after submission. Many contracts, especially general contractor contracts if you're a sub, say that you have to keep working no matter what, even if you're not getting paid, even if you are owed money, even if you have unexecuted change orders. The only way that you have the right to stop working is if you finish the job. Well, at that point, you may have spent lots of money to get to the end of the job. So include an affirmative right to stop working. If you have any questions, send us an email at alex@barthet.com, and we'll try to get back to you with answers to any questions you have. Also, we'd appreciate any likes or feedback. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forums on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.